Follow Paddy Power on Snapchat. The username is ThePaddyPower, and we promise there won't be any boring snaps about gigs, the weather, or the gym.
Hello there. A warm welcome to you. It's the Racing Post football postcast. I'm Bruce Millington, and today I am joined by Dan Childs, my Racing Post colleague, and from Paddy Power, Jason Murphy. We're getting towards the very last knockings of the football season, and it's FA Cup final weekend. Chelsea play Man United on Saturday. We've also got the Scottish Cup final, and there's some playoff stuff as well. And of course, the following week, we've got two absolutely mouth-watering affairs. But before we get stuck into all the cup final action, we'll have a quick chat, because obviously the big talking point this week was the release, the announcement of the England squad for the World Cup. A lot of people suddenly seem to be taken by surprise that we don't have that many good players. But there you go. We'll see what Dan and Jason think about it, and we'll see what the betting implications are. First of all, I've got a question for you guys. Saturday week, you've got the Championship playoff final, and this Saturday you've got the FA Cup final. If you could only watch one game, which one would it be out of those two, Dan?
Oh, it'd be the playoff final for me. I just think with the FA Cup final, the two teams are not playing that well at the moment. The playoff final is such a big occasion. I like the way the two teams are playing at the moment. A lot of intensity, and I'm really looking forward to seeing
that. That's going to be some Saturday, Jason, isn't it? So you've got 5 o'clock, you've got the Championship playoff final, and then is it 7:45, the Champions League final?
Yeah, really looking forward to it. The boys are already planning a bit of a night out afterwards. It should be a great day for football.
It's actually a silly question to ask you this one, isn't it? Because you're a Man U fan, aren't you? So you're going to say the cup final, aren't you?
The cup final for me, I think like the last couple of FA Cup finals have been good. So I'm looking forward to watching it. I think it will be a good game, United-Chelsea, the whole Mourinho-Conte thing. I know it died down before, but it could flare up again. I think it'll be a good game.
We were in the last, the penultimate one, weren't we? Yeah. You lot beat us, didn't you, bastards?
That's right, yeah. Pardo with his little dance. He deserved not to win it after that.
No, there was nothing wrong with that. Why does he get slagged off for dancing? I mean, your man Lingard does that stupid dance every time he wins a throw-in. Ah, I don't like it. What happened in last year's cup final? It's terrible, isn't it? Ask me 1979 I'll tell you exactly what happened.
Arsenal,
wasn't it? It was a great game. Yeah, Chelsea sending off and everything in it, 2-1 winner at the end, like with Ramsey and everything. Oh, it was good, proper cup final.
I'm losing the plot. I can barely remember. Anyway, back to England. And Jason, what are the latest odds on when England will depart the World Cup?
Yeah, so they're 4-1 to go at the group stage. If you give the fact that they're in with Tunisia and Panama, they really should be getting out of the group. Quarter-final, they're 15-8 to exit at that stage. They should get through the last 16. They're 15-8 go out there as well. But if you look who they'll meet in the last 16, they'll go off as Fabs.
The group that we run into?
We're probably going to run into either Brazil or Germany, unless...
Well, no, not in the round of 16.
In the round of 16, Poland or Colombia, if it all works out.
OK, well, that doesn't sound too bad, does it?
Yeah, and then if you fancy them get to the semi-final and knocked out, it's 5-1. To get to the final and lose is 10-1, and they're 14-1 to win it out at the moment.
14-1 to win it, eh? You rascals. 14s. How do you sleep at night laying that rabble at 14s, Jason?
Harry Kane and Jamie Vardy are in serious form, and if you have strikers in form, you've always got a chance.
I suppose so. What is your... I mean, is it a dispassionate view because you're Irish, or do you just hate England?
Personally, I get great enjoyment out watching the interest that does be in it if England do well in the tournament. Like, early memories, like France 98 was great, Ireland weren't in it, but England and the Argentina game was like one of my early memories and favourite games to watch. So I'd like to see England get a run in it just because you're familiar with the players as well. But I don't want to
see
them win.
You'd hate them to win, wouldn't you?
I don't want to see them win it.
You would hate to see them win. And can they win, Dan?
I would say yes, only because I look at the eight teams in the top eight teams in the betting. I don't see that at this World Cup a single team that is without fault. I think there's. You look at last time, Germany looked far and away the best team. Even for the tournament, you kind of felt that they were the strongest side. I look at Germany now. Looked at their performance at the Euros, where they lost 2-0 to France. Didn't look the same team. They've lost a few players since the last World Cup. Goetze, who scored the winning goal at the last World Cup final, not even made the squad. They've still got an issue.
But hang on, doesn't that tell you how strong their squad is? We're talking about Jonjo Shelvey missing out. They've got the fella who scored the winner last time.
But they're picking Mauro Gomez up front, you know, because they're looking for balance in this squad. They've had an issue at centre forward for a long,
long time. They've got some old bloke in, haven't they?
Mario Gomez is going to be 33.
No, there's someone else, isn't there? Someone else in that squad who's like, someone says like the equivalent of Glenn Murray getting a call up. I can't think who it was. But
Neil Peterson, is it?
Yeah, that's
Neil Peterson. Yeah. So, but again, they're picking players for the balance of the squad. They've had an issue. I mean, they picked Closer a long time
He
was...
He still scored, though. He still kept scoring.
He did, but he was a long time after he, when he was past his best, they kept picking
him. Okay, so without going too deep into Germany, what you're saying is that England aren't that much inferior
to
anyone.
Every team, you could go into every one of them top teams, and this is why you have to look at some of the other teams to look at it back to England. There's no team that's got a squad where you think, oh, they're strong in every area. So there is an argument that England, in a one-off game, once you're at knockouts against any of these teams, they're not without a chance...
They've obviously got a chance, haven't they? It's all about the odds, isn't it? Any of the teams could win it. But I mean, you know, I think they're between 14-1 with stingy bookmakers like Paddy Power. And I think there's a bit of 18s going there. I mean, at what point would you back England then?
I think 18s is about right. I don't think it's too short. Like I say, if you're thinking England of those top eight are way too big, you have to look at some of the other teams and say, well, you know, they should be a lot shorter. I don't look at a lot of those other teams at the top of the betting and think they should be a lot shorter. So I think it's quite a balanced tournament between those. And I think outside the top eight teams, I do struggle actually to see where there's a winner coming from outside. Okay. Uruguay, I think, are a bit of a dark horse.
Jason, Dan's talking about no team being perfect in every area. There'll be some cynics to say England aren't perfect in any area, but you highlighted the forwards there. You think they might just be the key to giving England a decent run in this competition, do you?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Like, any team that goes in, like, you look at Ronaldo for Portugal, you know, if Griezmann catches fire for France, you need a striker that's on form if you're going to do well in these competitions. But if I was picking a team, I think Spain are really, well, they were 8-1 there. You could have got 2 months ago on them. They're into 11-2 now with us. I think up front, like, Morata mightn't even make the squad, but Aspas, I know he wasn't great when he was at Liverpool, but since he's gone back to Celta Vigo, has been fantastic. I think you stick him up top and you get the likes of Silva playing around him. I think Spain will, for me, be favs for the World Cup. They mightn't go off favs, but that's who I'd be tipping to win it.
They should be favs. What about England then? When do you think they'll be on the plane back, Jason?
Yeah, it's a disappointment. I know, like, it's one of their youngest squads ever. They haven't got many caps in it, but it's a disappointment if they don't make the quarterfinals, looking at the way the draw has worked for them. But having said that, they're going to come up against your Brazil or Germany there, and I think that's when it'll be time to book the flights home.
I mean, I do agree with you. I mean, Kane's form recently hasn't been brilliant. There's a feeling that he came back a bit quick to try and get the boot, but he has still chipped in, hasn't he? And Vardy's probably still actually underrated, isn't he? I mean, he gets all the headlines because, you know, he used to play for Fleetwood and he's you know, his surname rhymes with Party. But if you actually look at what he does as a footballer, he's probably a bit underrated. Would you not say, Jason?
I think Jamie Vardy, I really rate him now. Against teams that sit back, you don't see the best of him. But if you look at his record against the top six in the Premier League, like, it's probably the best over the last 4 or 5 years. If defences come out, so against Brazil or Germany, Vardy could be the way to go, because if they're spacing behind, Mahrez picks him out every time with a ball over the top. You even look at it, you got goal of the season on Match of the Day the other night. Now, it wouldn't have been my pick, but again, it's that long ball
Did
over
that
the top
win
in
that
the space.
One?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
It was a lovely finish, but there's no way that wins.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, I was shocked, to be honest. Yeah.
I like the Bournemouth goal.
Yeah, Charlie Daniels was
unbelievable.
I think that would have been a higher profile player scored that goal.
Yeah.
It would have won it for certain. Yeah.
I mean, I remember that goal going in, and I remember just frightening the dog. Yeah. I just suddenly leapt up. I was like, whoa, it was unbelievable. I certainly didn't do that with Vardy. I admired the finish. Now, Dan, let's pick the England starting 11.
Yeah, I think the goalkeepers, probably I would go with Butland, I think, over Pickford. I look at Pickford, some of his recent performances, the Burnley away, the game at West Ham as well. I mean, the two of them goals were his fault, really. So I'm a bit concerned with Pickford. So
are we picking the team you'd pick or the team Gareth Southgate will pick?
No, what do you want me to pick?
Do the one you would do.
Right, I would go with Butland in goal. I think the back three, because he's going to play a back three, pretty much picks itself. Walker, Stones, Maguire, that's I think the balance there.
Which of the eight right wing backs he's
got? Well, I mean, that's another issue. I mean, the balance of the squad. But maybe Trippier, I think, better suited there. Of the squad he's picked, so you've got to go, I suppose, with, depending on the game, I would like to see Loftus-Cheek with Dier or Henderson. If you're playing against Panama and Tunisia, I don't see the need to play Dier and Henderson against those teams. Dier and Henderson against Belgium. I would go Danny Rose for balance over Ashley Young on the left side. And Raheem Sterling, in behind Kane and Vardy. I think Kane and Vardy, that could be the...
No Dele Alli.
No, I think if you're trying to get Kane and Vardy into the team, you know, two of the top five strikers in the Premier League this season, I don't see why they can't do that with Sterling sort of playing tucked in behind.
OK, now, Jason, you pick the team that you think Gareth Southgate will go with. Put yourself into his very sensible shoes.
I think they're going 3-5-2 as well. I'd go with Butland. Pickford, I don't rate. Any keeper that, you know, does well in the side, got relegated last year, they always look better than what they actually are. If you're looking for top goalies, it's the keepers that only have to
He will go for Pickford, though. Yeah, you might say should go for Butland. He will go for Pickford.
Yeah, he probably will go for Pickford. I think Gary Cahill, just for experience, I'd have him in with the back three. I'd have him. I know Phil Jones is Phil Jones.
Oh, I wouldn't have either of them. No,
that's what I'm saying. I've Cahill in ahead of Jones, Stones and Kyle Walker then as well as the back three. Will he be brave enough to go with Trent Alexander?
It's not a question of being brave. It's a question of being stupid. This kid's nothing like... He might turn out to be good, but you can't pick him now.
Shouldn't have made the squad,
Squad. He's a liability at times, isn't he? Come on, Jason.
I think he's done very well. He's had a great season and he's great going forward, which is what England will be looking to do in most of their games. I think Kane and Vardy, if you can get them into the same team, then absolutely I'd be in favour of that as well. I don't think he will, though. I think he'll play Kane up top on his own and you'd be looking at maybe Sterling and Rashford playing off him.
Really? No, I think he'll find room for Dele Alli in the starting 11.
Yeah, I think he'll pick Alli. I mean, I was picking my team there, but I think he's likely to go Sterling, Alli in behind Kane. The alternative to Alli, I think, would be Jesse Lingard, who he does like as well. But I don't think... I think Rashford will be an impact sub, certainly initially.
Okay, so we'll see how we get on with that. And obviously, don't forget, we will be doing loads and loads of postcards all the way through the World Cup, so join us for them. Quickly, from the World Cup to the lower league playoffs, we've got Exeter versus Lincoln on Thursday, Notts County versus Cove on Friday. Jason, give us the latest prices on those two games and then give us a bet for each of them.
Yeah, so Exeter are 13-8 to win in 90 minutes, 21-10 to draw, Lincoln 17-10. Exeter to qualify, 4-5, Lincoln 10-11. Luckily, I missed the game at the weekend. It was a bore draw, as far as I know. It's really tight looking for someone to come out of League Two. Maybe have a go at Exeter just because they're at home. Stockley's 19 goals in 42 games, so 4-1 first goal scorer is probably fair enough. That's what I'd be looking at in that game.
Okay, and then Notts County v Cove?
Yeah, so Notts County 13-8 to win in 90 minutes, 21-10 to draw, 8-5 Coventry. It's picking 5-6 to see who goes through. This was a great game. We caught it in the office Saturday night. I thought it was a very harsh penalty given against Notts County at the end. But their goal, it was just a thunderstorm of a night, loads of water on the pitch, defenders sliding into tackles. Notts County got a cracker of a goal, great finish by Forte. It was kind of like that Zola flicking it behind you finish. So I fancy Forte to start. He's put him in ahead of Ambiobi. He didn't go for experience. So Forte to start, 11-2 first goal, 23-10 any time. And Notts County to get through either at 5-6 is a bet.
Dan, what do you make of these two games?
I watched the Exeter-Lincoln first game. It was a terrible game, but Exeter, I thought, played really well in it. Lincoln did the very direct side, aerial bombardment. Balls going up to Matt Reed early and playing off of him. He hit the bar with a decent header, but Exeter actually defended it really, really well and looked better on the ball. They're a better footballing side, and I thought the 0-0 was a fair result. Now, having done that, and you've then got the home game, they finished about above them in the league. Well, Exeter come into it, they were fourth place, Lincoln was seventh, and now it's been priced up as like a your choice game when Exeter have got home advantage and they've played well in the first leg. So I think don't get too complicated here. Exeter won 15 home games out of 23 in the league season. They've got two key players back as well, just before the playoff. Jordan Moore, Taylor, captain, centre-back, came back into the side. Ryan Harley as well, creative influence. He's come back recently. They look decent at the moment. At home, I think they'll be a little bit... They'll play a bit more of their football and they look the
so
best,
just
the
a neat
team.
Exeter to win.
Exeter, I think you could just back them to win on the 90. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, get a bit of extra value. The other game, I'm struggling to pick these. I mean, I watched the... It was a really good game, actually. A big thunderstorm, as was mentioned there. But they both attacked each other. It wasn't a typical, nervy playoff game. They both went for each other. Coventry, the penalty was a joke. I mean, it's should never have been given. But over the game, Coventry played some good football. I thought, on the balance, probably deserved the result. I can't see a difference here between these teams. Coventry got the best attacking players. McNulty's been tearing it up, got 23 goals in the league this season. They've got a very bright midfield prospect, Tom Bayliss as well, 19-year-old, who caught the eye in the first leg. I think he could be a possibility for first goal as well. But
is this recommendation no bet?
I would say Bayliss, look at his first scorer price. He's got 5 goals from midfield this season, but 2 of them are in the last 4 games. So he's coming, he's starting to flourish at that level. A lot of higher division scouts are looking at him, so I would look at Tom Bayliss' first scorer price.
Righto, cup final next.
Check out Paddy's Rewards Club. Simply place 5 bets of £10 or more across any sport in a week and you'll get a free £10 bet then next week. T&Cs apply, 18+, begambleaware.org.
OK, it's cup final day on Saturday. Chelsea versus Man United at Wembley, under the arch, 5:15. What's the latest betting from Paddy Power, Jason Murphy?
So we've Chelsea 15-8, draw 2-1, United 13-8. To lift the cup, we've Chelsea evens and United 5-6.
OK, Dan, do you agree with the fact that Man United should be marginal favs?
No, I think Chelsea should be marginal favs. I would ignore the performance at Newcastle. I mean, that week after the Huddersfield situation, they clearly were mentally, they were gone going into that game. And previously to that, they'd beaten Liverpool 1-0 in a decent performance. That was their 5th successive victory, but that's actually their best run of the whole season. They hadn't won 5 games in succession for the whole season, Chelsea. So they had been playing pretty well. I'm struggling to think when Man United last played well. I mean, you go back to the semi-final against Spurs, they kind of did what they had to, didn't they? Typical Mourinho performance. It nicked a couple of goals, didn't they? Got in front and then defended, did that well, but... And you look after that, the league form, they beat Arsenal Reserves 2-1 with a late goal, didn't they, from Fellaini. Yeah. The Brighton game, where they've lost 1-0, they were abysmal. The West Ham game, the 0-0, they were abysmal.
Lost to West Brom.
And they beat Watford on the last day 1-0. I think the stats were 7 shots each team. They had 1 shot on target they scored from. I mean, the West Brom defeat as well. I'm struggling to think. Whereas with Chelsea, they've played quite well quite recently. You look back to the Liverpool game, the Burnley game away when they were chasing that fourth spot. They were playing quite well. They've got Giroud's coming with a bit of form. Hazard's always a match winner on his day. I think Chelsea's best, which I think they'll get back near their best for the final, is better than Man United's best. Man United, they're such a hard team to watch, aren't they? I mean, you know, they nick games, they defend well, but Chelsea can defend well as well, and they've got more going forward. So Chelsea for me.
OK, we'll see how that translates into actual bets in a minute, Dan, but we'll get Jason's unbiased view on this game. Are you going, Jason?
No, I wish it was, but no, I won't make it over. But actually, I have an Ed Sheeran concert on Saturday.
Oh, lovely. That'll be good, won't it? Have you seen him before, or are you being dragged along by reluctantly by a girlfriend?
Been dragged along, but I've been promised sunshine and a few beers, so can't
be
too bad.
Is it outside?
Outside in the Phoenix Park. You'll get I think it's about 25,000, 30,000 maybe.
I've seen him live. He's very, very good indeed. I think you'll have a good time, mate.
I will make the most of it, anyways.
And obviously, you might be drowning your sorrows, or you might be celebrating a win for your boys. Which do you think it'll be?
Yeah, it's like you're after reading my notes here. Exact, like, since United bet Spurs, their league form has been atrocious. I mean, last week, they were last up on Match of the Day against Watford, which really sums up the way they've been playing the last few weeks. But having said that, when they needed the result against Spurs, they got it. Last time they needed a result was the City away game, they got it. Chelsea have had a bit of a run, but at the same time, they were poor against Southampton and got a good comeback. Then you're looking at, to beat Swansea 1-0, but like Swansea are a shambles. They showed up against Liverpool, but then they let it all slip with that draw against Huddersfield. So it's hard to really know where they're at. I think it will be Conte's last game, so he might get a bit of a reaction out with Chelsea. But having said that, I think United will have enough on the day. They'll be cute enough, and I just think United will edge it.
Do they hate each other still, the managers? Because around about Christmas time, there was this theory that they were going to end up having a fist fight during the February league game, wasn't it? Have they made it all up, or is this a bit bubbling animosity?
No, before the February league game, they kind of made peace with it all. But again, when it's like Mourinho, he's friends with everyone until you're a danger. So it's a cup final Saturday, so you wouldn't know what could come out.
Okay, chaps, let's get that wisdom translated into bets. Dan, what should we be doing from a betting perspective?
I would just go, as I mentioned, I thought the prices to lift the trophy were wrong. So Chelsea evens to lift the trophy.
No exotics?
No, not at the moment. I think I mean, I'd maybe have a look at Giroud, the form that he's in, you know, for first scorer. But no, I just think that Chelsea, for me, should be a shade of odds on. So evens is a good bet, yeah.
Do you know what, Jason? It's 15 years, I think, now since... Is it 15 years since the Millwall game? So Dan is a rookie. He's just got a job as the Racing Post tipster. And we said, right, you can do the specials. You can find out the best bets on the specials on the cup final. So he said, right, this kid who's playing at Man United... It's 8-1 Ronaldo to be man of the match. It's a ridiculous price. He's the best player on the pitch. He's totally different class. So, Man United go on and absolutely spank Millwall 3-0. He scores two. He's absolutely being Ronaldo. He's superb. Everyone's like patting down on the back saying, well done, mate. What a great tip. They wheel out someone like Carrick or Bruce or someone, don't they? Here's what happens. Here's what subsequently comes to light. Sven has chosen the man of the match. And he's gone, it's got to be Ronaldo. And they said, no, we need someone who can do an interview in English. And this kid's English is no good. So he's had to choose someone else. And so he didn't get paid out. Is that one of the worst hard luck stories ever?
That's really unlucky. You should have got just as payout on that. That's a shambles.
Paddy Power would have paid out, wouldn't he?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah.
That's desperate. Right then, Jason, what are the bets for the cup final?
This is an unbelievable stat. I had to double check it. Like, Hazard has only scored one goal in his last 16 games. So he's
blimey.
Really... He's gone AWOL.
That's amazing. But he hasn't started too many of them, has he?
No, he has. That's the thing. He even got like 120 minutes there against Leicester in the FA Cup, still didn't score. But from that point of view, I think he's a bit short. I think Giroud is in form, and he's got course and distance as well. Like, he scored in a cup final before. He got the winner against Southampton in the semi-final. He got that winner against Liverpool recently when they needed it. So I think 13-2 first goal scorer or 11-4 any time for Giroud is a hell of a bet. Now,
at what price is he to start, do you think, Jason?
For me, he starts, absolutely.
Yeah, I know for you, but you're not picking a team.
For me, it's 1-2. I'd be surprised if he... I'd have to go with Giroud. Now, having said that, if he does start with Morata, Giroud off the bench is the all-time Premier League top goal scorer for a player coming off the bench with 19 goals. So even get a bet in play, like if Chelsea are chasing, he'll be worth a bet, or if United are chasing, they're going to be vulnerable at the back. So definitely Giroud, I think, for a goal on Saturdays, whatever way you can get on him, I'd be having a look.
And there's no harm in the 13-2, because if he doesn't start and there's a goal before he comes on, you're in, aren't you? So that's all good.
I fancy him to start, Giroud.
You fancy him to start,
the way he's been playing lately. Yeah.
Will it be him starting in front of Hazard and Willian?
I would think so, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's occasions when he's gone more negative than that and had Cesc as one of the two as in behind. But no, I mean, he's not done that recently. So
okay.
I just think, not just how well Giroud's playing, Morata hasn't been doing it for a long time.
Shocking,
has he?
So, shocking. You know. Any likely surprises in the Man U team selection, do you think, Jason?
No, Martial was meant to start against Watford, but he injured his knee in training Friday, so he's a doubt. They're expecting Lukaku to be back.
It's quite a big deal, that, isn't it? I mean, presumably that would be market-altering if Lukaku wasn't.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, it would be. Messi Lingard, as we call him now, he has scored in cup finals before, the League Cup against Southampton.
I don't want to hear about that. Shush.
Well, look. All right, okay. So I think, you know, Lingard, he does it in finals as well, 9-1 for first goal scorer. I also think the last two FA Cup finals we've seen red cards. Michael Oliver as well is going to be refing it, and like you've seen what he did with Buffon, he's not afraid to show a red card. And the FA Cup quarterfinal last year, he sent off Vieira as well. Like, it was Vieira's fault. It was two yellow cards in quick succession. But you know, if someone does make a tackle, which I think they will on Saturday, it'll be a tasty game. There could be a red card. So 10-3 for a red card.
10-3 a red card. That does sound decent. Right, what's
good.
The score going to be, Jason?
I think we're going to get another cup final cracker. You'll see both teams score. I think we'll see maybe 2-1, maybe a winner in the last 10 minutes, all going well.
2-1 to Chelsea? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say that.
Generally speaking, with correct scores, you have to kind of specify which team's going to do the scoring. So go on, what are you going to go for? You're not going United 2-1, are you?
Well, I tell you, we've released a new product this week on Paddy Power. It's same game multiples. So if you're looking to place a relatable bet where before you'd have to, you know, request it, you can actually build your own bet on site now. So for argument's sake, if you wanted to back that red card, Drew, any time, and say Hiera to be booked as well, which I think, like, it's evens with Oster's 6-4 out there, which is a bet. Like, you can build that bet yourself on site at 28-1. And if you fancy Chelsea 2-1 correct score, you can throw that in there as well.
Good. Sounds decent. Dan, what's the score going to be?
1-0 Chelsea. You know, I didn't score against Brighton, didn't score against West Brom, didn't score against West Ham. You know, there's every chance they won't score against Chelsea.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an absolutely horrible, despicable spectacle. Let's do the Scottish Cup final next.
Check out Paddy's Rewards Club. Simply place 5 bets of £10 or more across any sport in a week and you'll get a free £10 bet then next week. T&Cs apply. 18+. BeGambleAware.org.
So, 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, presumably at Hampden Park. Celtic v Motherwell, what's the latest betting from Paddy Power?
Yeah, so Celtic are 1-4 to win in 90 minutes, 9-2 to draw, Motherwell 8-1. So, to lift the cup, Celtic 1-9, Motherwell 4-1.
Is there anything in Motherwell's recent or overall form that gives them a glimmer here, Dan?
They have, their form has picked up a little bit recently, but that's partly due to the fact they were in the bottom part of after the split, so they've been playing against, you know, weaker teams in the SPL. So, no, the short answer is no, really. The league, this is a repeat of the Scottish League Cup final, which Celtic won 2-0 pretty comfortably. I don't really see any change here. Actually, looking to last season, Celtic have actually got worse since last season. They're 24 points less than last season.
Have
Celtic,
they?
Yeah,
24?
Even though they've won the league. They got 106 points last season, which was incredible. I mean, they drew 4 games, won the rest. 82 points this year. Motherwell have actually got 10 more points than the previous year, so they're up to 48 this year. But a few of those were accrued after the split, so it's probably more than they should have got, really. But I mean, Motherwell getting to the final, they've beaten 4 SPL teams, beaten Hamilton, Dundee, Hearts, you know, a bit more impressive, and Aberdeen, they beat it 3-0 in the semi-final. So that's a feather in their cap, if you like. But I just struggle to see where their goals are going to come from. They sold Lewis Malt to Preston in January. He's got 8 goals. He's their top scorer still this season. They sold him in January to Preston. So I struggle to see where the goals are going to come from. Celtic have gone off the boil since winning the title. They beat Rangers, I think it was 4-0 to win the title. They've gone off, no, it might have been 5-0. They've gone off the boil since then. Lost to Kilmarnock, I think 1-0. No, lost to Aberdeen 1-0. Drew with Kilmarnock 0-0, both at Parkhead. So they have eased off after winning the title. But when they need to win a game, they tend to win it. They also beat Rangers in the semi-final, 4-0 in the semi-final.
So, what's the bet then?
Well, this is a game, Celtic, you know, a bit like Chelsea, really. You know, now that it's a big game, that they need to be up for it. I'm sure they'll be back near their best. Celtic, double result for me, 8-11. They're so short, I think, to win on the 90 that it's not worth it. But Celtic, half-time, full-time, 8-11.
Jason, have you got a strong view on this one?
Yeah, just back Celtic all day long. Like, Motherwell, in the league, they did draw twice with Celtic at home at Fir Park. Now Celtic were going off about 1-4 in the first game, and that was back when there was still something to play for the last time the league was wrapped up. So the prices look about right. Lewis Moult going to Preston is a big loss for them. Now they did have a great result against Aberdeen in the semi-final themselves, Motherwell, and both their strikers, Mayne and Bowman, showed up on the day. But it's still very hard to see past Celtic. I think Dembele, if he starts, he's been taking penalties. It used to be Scott Sinclair, but the last time the two of them were on a pitch and got a penalty, Dembele took it. So maybe Dembele 3-1 for first goal. There is a Carl McHugh that plays for Motherwell. He's been booked the last 3 times he's played against Celtic. Now, there's no booking markets out yet, but he's picked up like 13 yellows and 1 red card in 35
what's
matches.
What's his name?
Carl McHugh. So keep an eye out for him when booking markets go up. Other than that, Tom Rogic is 3 goals in 8 games. I think he's always good for an anytime bet, 7-4 in places. But it's hard to see Motherwell getting a result. I know it's a cup final and like they have drawn earlier in the season, but I think Celtic, because it's a cup final, it'll be up for it more so than it would have been the last couple of weeks.
Jason, do you have a leaning towards either of the big sides in Scotland, Celtic or Rangers?
To be honest, I'm not a fan of Scottish football. Like, I will keep an eye on it. I'd like to see Celtic do well when they're in the Champions League, but I mean, there's local games down in Carlow where you'd see better football.
Fair enough. Okay, Steve Palmer, take it away.
This will not be beaten.
Jason Murphy, any bet, any match this weekend, any market, what's your nap?
Yeah, so we're going over to Serie A, where there's still a couple of things to play for. Atalanta are away to Calgary. Now, Calgary need a win to guarantee staying up, but even if they lose, it'll be a couple of results that'll send them down. But Atalanta, they've been underrated by the market all season, really, and I think they're not accounting for the motivation that if Atalanta win, they get straight into the Europa League groups, provided Milan don't beat Fiorentina. Whereas if they don't, they're in the Europa League qualifiers, and that means players have to come back early from holidays, and they won't want to do that. So Atalanta are 5-4 to win at Calgary. I think if this was mid-season, they're going off at evens or shorter. So Atalanta 5-4 is a bet. They've only, if you look at their last 11 games, they've only lost one and they've won seven, which in Serie A is it's a great record.
Okay, I thought you said we were going to go to Syria. I thought it was going to tip up Real Damascus or someone. Dan, what's your net?
I'll stick with Chelsea to win the FA Cup at evens. I just think they should be odds on. And evens does it for me, yeah.
Okay, and I think, like I said, the FA Cup's going to be a horrible game. And if you want to benefit from that, you can back under 1.5 goals at 13-8. Thank you very much indeed, chaps. We're back next week to look, like I said, towards that fantastic doubleheader, Villa versus Fulham and Liverpool versus Roma. And don't forget, if you do enjoy the podcast, please do rate, review and subscribe on iTunes.
Follow Paddy Power on Snapchat. The username is ThePaddyPower, and we promise there won't be any boring snaps about gigs, the weather or the gym.